First of all, read the whole text quickly and silently. You don't have to read word by word at this stage. As you read along, try to notice what the text is about.
I know. It's about the dangers of internet games.
Don't say it yet. Let's wait till the others finish skimming the text.
Read a lot. Reading steadily is important. Make it a rule to set a time and read regularly. Try to read at least one book a week. It is important to enjoy reading books. Don't analyze the text. Do not read books as if you were analyzing. Concentrate on the content, not on the grammar. Don't translate word by word. Skip the words you don't know. Try to guess what it means by looking at the context. Don't look up in the dictionary whenever you come across a difficult word. Look up in the dictionary only if it appears more than 3 times. Please prepare a reading log. Make notes in your reading logs when you read. For example, you can write good phrases, difficult words, and so on. Underline the main points while you read along. It is also good to discuss the books with your friends. If you don't know which book to read, ask me. Choose books that are slightly difficult for you. Reading books that are too easy won't help you much. Read English newspapers. Make the most of the class library. Make a habit of going to the library often. We're going to learn to skim books today. Skimming is reading to get the main ideas. First of all, read the whole text quickly. Try to get the big picture of the story. Read the passage silently. When you read it for the first time, try to notice what the text is about. Think about the theme while you read. Don't think about the details at this stage. We'll talk about the details later on. What is the text about? What is the main idea? What was it mainly about? What is the writer talking about? What does the writer want to tell us? Where is the story taking place? Who are the people in the story? What are the people doing in the story? The thing we have to do after skimming is scanning. Scanning is a way of reading the text in detail. Scanning is to read texts in order to find the details. We scan the text to find specific information. You can't find it if you don't read it carefully. We use scanning when we take tests. Scan the text very carefully. You'll have to scan the passage to answer these questions. As you read, underline the information you need. When you read a long text, it's helpful to note down a summary of each paragraph. Now we need to know the details of the story. Let's read the text for details. Let's read the passage in more detail. You need to read the story very carefully. This time, read carefully, word by word. Find this information in the passage. Read attentively and answer the questions. Where can you find the answer to this question? Where in the text can you find the hint? Mr. Black's bad habits are written in line 15. Underline the part about Korea's winter. Circle all the words which express our feelings.